The couple were together from 2000 until 2008, long after Navratilova's string of Wimbledon and U.S. Open wins in the 70s and 80s. During this period, Navratilova was successful in playing tennis and in earning money from endorsements. The basis of Leighton's suit is that she and Navratilova shared both a personal and business relationship, and that she's owed a portion of the couple's income and property based on a contract that existed between the two. Raymond Rafool, the attorney representing Leighton, explains their approach.
The nature of the relationship was not that of a business. It was of a personal and business. Under the laws of Florida, marriage is not accepted. So the causes of action that you have to then bring to obtain what is rightfully yours is that for business relationships. So in this particular instance, we've alleged not just business theories, but a partnership, just like you would think of any other partnership. There's also an unjust enrichment, which is an alternative claim, and that claim is based on if the court finds that there's not a partnership, then she should receive some compensation for all that she put into the relationship and to help Navratilova build up the empire during the 8 years that they were together.
The principal challenge of the suit is proving that a business contract existed between the pair and that the business contract was separate and distinct from their personal relationship. The existence of this business contract must meet the definitions of business contracts specified in Florida law. Visiting Stetson Professor of Law Bruce Carolyn reviewed the case and commented on the use of this approach.
Now, if we look at the definition itself, it has to be two or more persons carrying on as co-owners a business for profit. And reading over the complaint as I've done, I mean, we'd have to ask, you know, what is the business for profit here? And it seems to be Martina Navratilova as a business concern. And that seems, you know, a little unusual to me, but to consider Martina Navratilova as herself and her career as the business in which they are partnerships, you know, will be something that could be difficult for Tony Leighton to prove.
This case could provide the potential for establishing a legal precedent for protecting same-sex couples in Florida going forward. WMNF asked Rafool to comment as to whether or not he views this case as a potential precedent setter.
Yes. Number one, same-sex relationships in Florida are not, they do not have any real favorable legal rights. And we're not saying that it's equal to a marriage because a marriage gives you certain rights that are completely different. But I do believe that times have changed and that people believe in fairness. And so I think that this case will have precedential value. Whether we win or lose, it will have precedential value.
Last November, Florida voters passed Amendment 2, which defines marriage as a union only between one man and one woman, thus banning the creation of civil unions and same-sex marriages. Amendment 2 leaves same-sex couples without a framework of legal rights for property distribution in the event of the relationship termination. This use of a business contract approach could provide a legal means of working around Amendment 2. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting.